Joining us by telephone, Dale Christensen. There's a project in the works for the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. What's happened so far, and what would you like to see happen?
Well, yeah, I think everybody in the community or the area knows that our grandstand, we lost it last year to a windstorm. And there's a building project going on. Prior to the building project getting started, the county board had approved a fairground usage committee to look at help marketing the fairgrounds. And members of the Fair Association, myself included, the Lincoln County Rodeo, a lot of service groups, and everybody have been sitting on this committee. We are focusing on what would be the best way to market the fairgrounds and make it more usable. With the grandstand going down, we're looking at this as a great opportunity. And one of the projects, or what we're looking at and what we would like to see done, is we're leaning towards a new, what we're calling an expo center.
Would the expo center be an outdoor center or a covered center?
It would be a covered center. It would be totally enclosed. Our floor space on it right now is in the drawings would be 150 foot wide by 250 feet long, and then there would be seating available for approximately 3,400 to 3,600 people. And I mean, there would be concession stands and bathrooms and everything enclosed in this facility.
Well, sounds like that's a bit bigger than the old grandstand.
Yeah, the old grandstand actually would seat roughly in the neighborhood of 2,000, give or take a few. So, yeah, what we're looking at is growing, getting something a little bit bigger.
Sounds like this would be a multi-purpose building that could get more year-round usage, not just for fair displays, but you could bring in some special events, maybe do some of the rodeo stuff regardless of the weather. It looks like it could be a good idea.
Well, we're looking at it as a great opportunity for the community and something that, yeah, could be utilized year-round. Our planning and as we put this thing together, it is we can do the rodeo inside of it. We can do our demolition derbies, monster truck shows, motocross concerts. I mean, it's pretty much a facility that could be used year-round for so many number of things.
The floor, I imagine, would be concrete, or would it also end up with an ice floor for doing winter sports?
At this point, we are not looking at using and putting an ice floor in it. We've talked around, and there's been interest in utilizing it, like for snowcross events inside during the winter.
Okay.
It would be a hard surface floor. We would be able to bring different materials in and out, depending on what venue we have. I mean, like for demo derbies and rodeos, we need different type floor surfaces, and that's what we would be doing it with it.
And one nice thing that you have with the fairgrounds there in Lincoln County that a lot of counties don't have, you've got room to actually do something. Land is not the big issue here.
Well, no. We'd like to have a larger area to put it on, but the Lincoln County Fairgrounds, we can put it on. Parking is going to be an issue that we're going to have to look at. It's going to take up a big share of our parking on the one end of the fairgrounds, and we might have to look at different areas of having off-ground parking, but I mean, there are opportunities within the close distance for us to address our parking issues.
You've got a meeting coming up Wednesday evening.
Correct.
What do you expect to happen at that meeting and what the topic's going to be?
The topic is going to be basically we're going to be looking at the new expo center. We have been working with a local industry in town that has kind of put together some drawings on it, and he is going to be there to answer questions on the facility that we're looking at doing. We are also going ahead with this fairground usage and committee and the management side of this facility. So it should be a very interesting meeting on Wednesday evening.
It looks like the county has a little over $1 million from the insurance on the grandstand. I understand there's another donor that's involved. Do we have any idea what the Expo Center might cost in total?
At this time, no. The last time I spoke to them, they were still trying to put things together. They didn't have a concrete figure on it. That could come out tomorrow night. I'm not sure if they've got it pulled together that far or not. I'm not sure. But that could happen tomorrow evening.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, all I'd like to say is, you know, if you're interested in it, I think this is a great thing for the community. If anyone's interested, come out to the meeting. We need support, and we're going to be going into a fundraising event to help finance this thing. So come on out, get your questions answered on it.
Dale Christensen joining us from the Lincoln County Fairgrounds Users Group.